It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
And it is a freaky Fab Four Factureless Friday. I hope you're having a good day. It is Friday the 13th. I don't know if that's a little spooky for some of you. It's not a bad day for me so far. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. This is Speak Out 2.0. We are live from the Laughlin Outlet Center, also known as Mall, because it's all enclosed. Although there are some stores on the outside on the east side of the building. We are here every day from 12 to 1, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant. Now, at Perkins, you know, you can get breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and you can always take home, maybe a couple of chocolate chip cookies, or a pumpkin pie, or a banana cream pie, or all of a sudden my wife thinks she likes cherry pie. You can always take home a pie, or maybe a muffin you want or a brownie. You want a brownie for, late night snack, or a muffin for in the morning for breakfast. Oh, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, one of our sponsors. They're up on Silver Creek Road, where they have an in-facility physical therapist. So if you maybe you've had a wreck and you need to be in a physical therapist for a little while, but you can't go home and go back and forth to physical therapy, you go to Legacy Rehab, and they take care of you. They get you back on your feet here in no time at all. And they also have occupational and speech therapists available. Plus, they are a skilled nursing facility. And so if you have a family member that needs full-time care, think about Legacy Rehab. You go up there and take a tour of the building anytime you want. Bullhead Vape, they open their doors so that you can close the door to cigarette smoking. And if you're smoking cigarettes in 2019, you definitely need to close that door. Think about that, please, because it's time to close that door. And Bullhead Vape can help you out. They have 160 quality liquids. They have all the hardware that goes with it. And they can teach you how to use it, how to clean it, how to do it the right way. So if you're interested in vape, check out Bullhead Vape in Bullhead City. They are right across the street from Coyote Cafe on Highway 95. And we are also brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. And, of course, right now it's cool shade time, so you can go in and order those trees so you keep your house cooler. That's the whole concept here. You put those trees around your home, and they help block the sun off the structure of your home, drops your utilities, drops your AC, and you save money. And the trees are only $9 a piece. They have 1,800 trees to sell. So stop by the office on Hancock Road and go in and order your trees. You pick them up November the 9th, and while you're there, you get your free co-op connection card. And they're going to give you also a free light bulb. So it's a great deal. And also, someone's telling me it's a full moon tonight. Yeah, full moon on Friday the 13th. How spooky is that? Maybe later tonight it'll get spooky. Barron's Pest Solutions is one of our sponsors. If you have bugs or spiders or termites or scorpions at your house and you're thinking, I don't want these, you call Barron's because they'll come spray and they're gone. You know, they take care of that and they won't come back. And Barron's can come every month and make sure your house is safe from insects and bugs, you know, and pests. So you don't want those around. Call Barron's Pest Solutions. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot. You also got to check out that new Palisade. I believe they had one Wednesday when I was up there, but it was sold. You know, I could look at it, and that's all I could do because somebody bought it. You don't want somebody in your new car if you bought a new car, you know. So all I could do is look at it from the outside. But check out that new Palisade if you're up there at Martin Swanee's. It's as big as a Tahoe, but it's only $60,000. And that's with all the bells and whistles. You can't get it over $60,000 no matter what you add to it. So Check it out at Martin Swanee Hyundai. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, where you can get your transmission fixed for sure. Also, your AC, tune-ups, brakes, oils, alignments, anything like that. They're the two blue buildings right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Grand Liquidations, they have the big box items at the Bullhead City prices. They've got an array of stuff that they get from, somebody had too much, or they were going out of style with this one or that one. All kinds of furniture, bedroom sets, living room sets, you name it, they've got it. You need to go in and check it out. Plus appliances, food, they get food in there. They get toys, barbecue sets. Check out Grand Liquidations in Bullhead City. And also, the caring crew. Now, these people want to come to your home and help you out. If you're a senior citizen, or maybe you just have limited abilities or mobility and you need some assistance, you need someone to go and pick up your mail or pick up your prescriptions or get your grocery shopping for you, they can do that for you. The caring crew. Call them if you need a little hand. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, where they have four brand new doctors serving Bullhead City. Plus, they have the quick care that's in Fort Mojave. And if you have any questions, call Warm C up on Silver Creek Road, 763-CARE, 763-2273. And now in the studio, my first guest, they're not here. They didn't show up today. They're texting me now. I had an employee call off. Well, then why didn't you tell me that a couple hours ago? I mean, really. Hey, so let's do a little community calendar here while we're stalling for our second guest who's on her way over. She works in Fort Mojave, so she's going to come all the way around the river, but she'll be here shortly. First of all, it's Friday, and tomorrow's going to be Saturday, and you might want to play on the Colorado River. If you do, remember these messages brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, the Bullhead City Fire Department, the Bullhead City Police Department, and the City of Bullhead City. Stay to the right. No brakes. Yeah, remember that. Brakes, they don't have, watercraft don't have brakes, okay? And keep your distance. Stay away from swimmers, stay away from other watercraft. But keep to the right, so you're on the right side of the river at all times. If you're going up the river, you're on the right. You're coming down the river, you're on the right. Just like in a car. All right, so now, today, it starts at 1 o'clock in Bullhead Health Club in Riverview Mall. It's a blood drive from 1 o'clock until 5, and it's put on by Vitalant. I give you their phone number, but it's going on. It starts in 45 minutes, so just get there in the Riverview Mall. If you've never given, just tell them it's your first time. They'll treat you with kid gloves, all right? Also, tonight from 5:30 to 7:30, it's a rock and glow party at Camp Mojave Elementary School. Yeah, it sounds exciting. I don't know a whole lot about it. But if you want to find out more, call Camp Mojave Elementary School. Tomorrow is Recovery in the Park in Bullhead City from 11 to 1. It's at the community park. This is all about people that are in recovery from maybe alcohol, maybe drugs. Maybe you're in recovery because something happened in your life that was traumatic and somebody helped you get out of that through counseling. Stop by Community Park from 11 to 1. They're going to feed you there for free, free food, a couple demonstrations, Mojave Mental Health, Southwest Behavior, West Care, all these agencies are there. So if you have questions about recovery, maybe you know somebody that needs to go into a rehab, all the people are there. You can ask them questions for free. They're there all day tomorrow from 11 o'clock till 1. Then at Mojave Valley Raceway, it kicks off tomorrow night. Gates open at 6:30. The race is at 7:30. And you can call the raceway if you have any questions or just grab the family and go out there. It should be a fun time. There is a Sunday blood drive at the Bullhead City Elks Lodge from 9 until 1. Now you can call Vitalant and make an appointment or talk to them about it. 877-827-4376. And then also on Sunday, there's a Firebird Cheerleading Spaghetti Dinner fundraiser at the Moose Lodge there on Miracle Mile. And it's from 4 to 6. They'd like to make a $5 donation, but you can do more than that. This is a fundraiser for them, folks, okay? Help them out. Also, speaking of fundraisers, we have We Care Cancer Support has a no-tap, has a no-tap bowling tournament at the Riverside Casino. Now, you show up at 11 o'clock on Sunday and you get registered, and then the tournament starts at noon. If you have questions, you can call Karen at 928-201-2327. It's usually pretty fun. They've had the mayor out there participating. They had fire and police a couple months ago. And so they have a lot of fun with this tournament, and you would too. And we have another blood drive Tuesday in Needles at the high school. That's from 8:30 to 1. So if you didn't make it, you can give them a call. And it is also brought to you by Vitalant, 877-827-4376. Some of the things that are going on around our community. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this.
Vaping eliminated Tim's 40-year smoking habit, and with his wife, Cody, they're letting our community know vaping works and changes lives. Bullhead Vape is a friendly and comfortable environment where you're taken care of, and they know just how to get you set up and going. Bullhead Vape Shop hosts an unparalleled selection of e-liquid, incredible hardware, customer loyalty punch card, and daily specials. Two awesome locations open between, well, let's say between 10-ish and 7-ish. Across from Maverick on the 95 in Fort Mojave, and across from Coyote Cafe on the 95 Bullhead City.
Mojave Electric's Operation Cool Shade program is back to help you save money on your electric bill by planting shade trees on the southeast and west side of your home. Four types of trees will be available to order September 11th through the 24th at the MEC Member Services Office at 928 Hancock Road. Purchase trees from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. while supplies last. Each tree purchase comes with a free LED light bulb. Limit four trees per member, first come, first serve. Visit MojaveElectric.com or stop by our Member Services Office for details. MEC is an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Welcome back to Perkins. What are we thinking?
Well, this new pot roast menu has me thinking about my mom's pot roast.
Honey, fancy meeting you here.
Weird. It has me imagining her, too.
I think that's really her.
Think she's following me?
Enjoy the taste of your home at our home. Introducing Perkins' new pot roast menu featuring pot roast stroganoff, fajita breakfast quesadilla, and more. Starting at $8.99. It's the new pot roast menu for a limited time only at Perkins.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew, now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call, 515-205-8635.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuenforce, your host. Program is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Bullhead Vape, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. And now in the studio, we have the lovely Mijan Lombardi.
Hello.
Hello. Who is actually related, you were
to
telling
Coach
me last
Lombardi.
Night. To Coach Lombardi.
That's Lombardi, famous Coach Lombardi.
I know, you were telling me that last night.
Yeah, my son is also Vince Lombardi.
Oh, he is.
But my husband, they are distant cousin with the Coach Lombardi. That's the reason we named our child Vince Lombardi.
So, is your son ready to coach football?
He's not even athletic at all.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Oh, what a disappointment, huh?
I know.
Too funny. Too funny.
My husband tried.
Yeah?
Nope.
Yep. So, what brought you to Bullhead City?
You know, I've been here exactly 2 years now. So
really?
I'm from Denver, but it's kind of a personal story, but I love it here.
Okay.
And this community is awesome. And my employer, my bank, they have been so supportive because they are a community bank and they really believe in things as they should stay in community. So
You're a chamber.
Involved.
You're a chamber ambassador.
Correct.
And you were at the mixer last night. That was a nice mixer. That was a
it
huge.
It was. It was
a lot
huge
of people there.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, better than my own mixer. I'm like, what's going on here? I guess because it was a restaurant bar.
Well, that might have something to do with it. You know, when everybody can have a cocktail while they're in the mixer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're also in Rotary Club.
I am. I am in the Mojave Sunrise Rotary. And that it's very impressive because when I first came here 2 years ago, we were a satellite club at Laughlin. And there was only, we were maybe seven people every week we were sitting around.
But I saw a video on
60 members.
Facebook. 60?
60. Can you believe it?
I saw a video the other day on Facebook and I went, how many are in this club?
Yeah. As of last Wednesday, we have 60 members.
Wow.
And very... We're a powerhouse, actually.
Oh, listen
really
to you.
Yeah. So, I like it. And
Is Mehdi in your...
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's very active. And as you know, he's, you know, super active.
We've been texting all morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And, of course, Dominic from Brand X Radio.
Yeah.
And then, who are some of the other members?
He helps me a lot.
Who are some of the other members?
Let's see. Matt from Barron.
From Barron's, yeah.
And Artie Loxman.
Of course, CFO. From MEC, yeah.
Uh-huh. And Carolyn Hembelin, MCC.
Right.
And
she's been on here.
Has she? Okay. She's a great person.
And Artie came to the mixer last night.
Oh, I know. I was surprised. I told him, I said, you didn't come to mine and you come here.
Yeah, I rarely see him at a mixer.
Yeah.
So.
And who else? We have a lot of good people in my
What are Rotary. Some of the projects your Rotary Club has going
yes,
on?
Yes. There is coming up, it is, what is that? Cornhole is coming up.
Cornhole tournament?
Yeah. And
put that microphone right over your mouth.
Matt is heading up that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's looking for teams.
So they just call Barron's to sign up?
They can do that, or, yeah, I think that's the, yeah.
That's the best way, huh?
Uh-huh.
Because you can call Barron's Pest Solutions and leave a message
for
that.
But before that, I want to talk about Block Party that's coming up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's October 3rd.
That's your bank?
It's, actually, it's bank and chamber. So John Planker and I, we're co-chairing.
Right.
And it's October 3rd, a Thursday.
And
it
covers your whole building.
Right.
And then the building across the road.
Yeah, Fairway, you know,
Eddie's.
And the building next to it and building on my right side.
Yeah.
So it's... Four
Polly's,
different...
Polly's Chiropractic and...
Yeah.
Okay. And then I think in the past, they've let other businesses also set up a
we
table
We have vendors.
Uh-huh.
So any vendors that would like to come, please contact me or Chamber, Bullhead Chamber. And it's really... it's our fifth year doing it, and it's getting bigger and bigger every year.
I know.
A lot of people come, so I don't know if your listeners are interested in coming, because I'm all the way down in Fort Mojave.
I know.
So, but it is, I mean, you get a wristband for $5 and all the hosting business, which are the ones that are in the building.
Right.
So we will have at the bank, Horizon Community Bank, we're going to have beer, wine.
Oh.
And we're partnering with the Mexican restaurant and they're going to do street tacos. And it's, well, so you don't have to pay.
Will your safe be locked?
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Just checking.
So we close the bank at 4 and then all the vendors will come and set up in the parking lot. I think we have 40 plus vendors.
Wow.
And even vendors, they're giving away a lot of stuff, not only the building people that are inside the building, but so it's going to be a great event. And
you won a basket last night.
I know, it was great. I mean, it's the biggest basket. I was so excited. I get so excited about stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I had beers and snacks and
perfect.
I haven't opened it yet, but yet. You know, it's a weekend, so
that's right. The weekend is here, huh?
Yeah, although I'm a wine drinker, but
you got to trade that beer with somebody for wine.
That's okay. My brother's coming in town, so
he'll
drink beer.
Where's he live?
Denver.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So he's coming to visit for the weekend?
Yeah, actually, because my mom's in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
So my sister's actually flying in tonight from Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
And then my brother's coming tomorrow.
So a family reunion in Vegas?
Kind of, sort of, you know, just half family, not everybody.
You're rolling your eyes. You don't
Just my brother and my sister, not everybody. That's why. It's only them. No, well, none of the kids.
But that's probably okay. All the adults can play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have fun.
Yeah.
So I'll be in Vegas this weekend.
Well, good for you. Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be fun.
And you know, the reason you know the reason I picked today is because it's Friday the 13th, right?
Yeah, I know.
Because people think it's bad luck. I think it's opposite. So
oh, yeah?
When you said pick the date, I said, I want Friday the 13th.
I know. And you got lucky last night by winning a basket.
Yeah, no kidding. So. The Friday the 13th Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a good luck today.
So what's happened so far that's good for you today?
Yeah. I got, well, not today, but, you know, I just got a promotion at the
yes.
bank, you know, after being here 2 years. I mean, I'm kind of doing the same thing, but I was the market manager, and now I'm the market president, so
ooh.
Madam President here.
Madam President.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, my bank is so supportive, so I love working for Horizon Community Bank because we really, truly care about the community.
Well, and I will tell you that that Radio Central banks with Horizon.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're my customer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Well, they do it in Havasu. That's where the main offices are.
So is mine.
Yeah.
My boss is over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, we have expanded a lot. So, you know, we opened the Kingman office. We have a branch there. And then we have two branches in Lake Havasu because we built a north branch. So they're up and running.
Okay.
And even in Phoenix Market, we're expanding. So
when will you be in downtown Bullhead?
You know, this is really, really good market. I think it's better than even Havasu. So, you know, I keep talking to the CEO. So we'll see. My current boss, CEO, he's retiring at the end of the year and a new person's coming. So, and he is from Mojave County long time ago.
Oh,
He built the bank and stuff, but he's coming from Maricopa County.
Oh, okay.
So he's over there now.
All right.
But I think he's going to be joining us sometime this quarter.
Oh, okay.
And I have exchanged emails with him. I have not met him, so.
Oh. Well, you'll have to let him know that there's plenty of expansion in Old Bullhead. I mean, a lot of places you can build a bank.
I know. So I'm because this market is crazy, going crazy.
It's
really, really.
It's building, building, building. Toby Cotter said the other night at the city council meeting, so far, and of course, we're not all the way through the year, we're just almost in the middle of September, 300 home building permits were taken out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's all good.
Yeah.
So.
And yesterday, I was at the city hall because there's new. I don't know if it's organization, but new group of folks, and I was invited, and it's called the Partnership for Community and Economic Prosperity.
Right.
And when I went, Toby Cotter and Anthony, they kind of heading this up, I think. So Lake Havasu, Kingman, from city there, city folks and chamber.
Right.
The hospitals here, a lot of people were there, MCC. And so we were talking about that, actually, you know, because housing is an issue in this area, shortage. And I guess in Havasu, the rent is really expensive.
I don't know.
Yeah, so, and even Bullhead, they were saying
it's going up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's way higher than it should be.
They're building a little duplex in my neighborhood.
I think that's,
soon now someone, you know, that'll open
up. Or, you know, apartment housing or something, because.
Well, and I was talking with Dave Lorge last night. They're building a townhomes, a big unit of townhomes in Laughlin Ranch that'll all be connected. Yeah. And so those are being built right now. For somebody that doesn't want a yard and just, you know.
Right, like me. I don't want to deal
with it. Exactly.
I'm by myself, so I don't want to deal with outdoor
stuff. These are brand
new.
They're up on the hill. You'll be able to see the casinos and everything. When you're driving on the parkway, you look at it. I said to him this morning, he was in my car. We were driving together, and I said, so who's building a football stadium up there? And he goes, it's not a football stadium. It's townhomes.
Wow.
There's like five or six of them, and so it's a big building, needless to say.
Inside the Laughlin Ranch?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Up on the
I was
top.
There yesterday, but I didn't know that.
You can see it from the parkway. It's
okay.
Huge. So tell us about this meeting. You guys all get together and...
Yeah, so we were talking about some housing issues, the shortage and the rent being expensive. So a lot of the entry-level positions, they cannot really afford to live on their own.
Yeah, like new teachers. You bring teachers
exactly,
to our community and they start off at, I don't know, maybe $35,000 a year.
Yeah, $35,000 to $40,000, I think.
Yeah, but that's not a whole lot of money.
No.
And often when they get here, they're forced to team up with another teacher and split like a two-bedroom apartment and something. You know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Were you at the new teacher's welcome breakfast
no,
that we did?
No.
That's my Rotary.
I know. That's your Rotary Club.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was beautiful, and people really liked it a lot. And I think even Mayor Brady, he was very impressed.
Yeah.
And so we'll do it again.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. And new teachers that come to our community need that kind of welcome, and they need to know about the town. And the biggest thing is to, I always tell them, to put in the cell phone, the non-emergency number to the dispatch center, because you can call it from anywhere here, because most of them come with an out-of-district, you know, out-of-the-area cell phone. So it's some other, you know, they call 911, and they're not always guaranteed to get our dispatch center. Mm-hmm. So if you put in the non-emergency line, you're going to get it just as fast as if you call 911, 763-1999.
Yeah, and, you know, these folks, they come here without knowing a soul, like I did 2 years ago. I didn't know a soul here.
Look at you now.
You know, to teachers, too, I don't know if they're listening, but the best way to get to know people is get involved.
Yep.
You know, because I just got myself involved in everything that I can.
Well, but new teachers come here at 21, 22, 23, and they're like, chamber? What's a chamber?
Right.
You know, they're like, Kiwanis? Rotary? What is that? They don't know.
So we are going to do teachers mixer. So the not just for new teachers, but teachers mixer, so they can meet other school teachers and teachers who's been here before.
Good.
So, you know, they can get information
so
and make
all
friends.
The teachers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're planning that.
Your Rotary Club.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When are you going to do that?
You know, next one hasn't set yet because we're involved so many different things. We're so involved in the community. We do a lot of things.
You've got 60 people. You should be involved in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and... Yeah, so we're going to do that. I think one of the school is hosting one, like, very, very soon.
Oh, okay.
So they should let you know that.
So now tell me why. Mm-hmm. Well, let's do this. Let's take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to speak a little bit more with Meechum.
All right.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingland. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingland, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is a 4-star skilled nursing facility designed to help patients with their long and short-term skilled nursing needs. Legacy prides itself on its attention to details and individualized care. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy is under new management and is locally owned and operated. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family-owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair, the big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby, Bullhead City.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine covers, seats, and rails inside the boat looked like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
Me, I'm lost and I'm dancing.
This year, shop at the Laughlin Outlet Center for back to school. Get the latest looks and hottest styles from over 40 stores and outlets while saving as much as 70% off regular retail. I know. Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center on Casino Drive in Laughlin.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I am Larry Tuneforce, And the program every single day is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, The Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, ADCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bullhead Vape, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant. It's Fab 4 Friday, you know. Me, John.
Hello.
It's yes. Fab 4 Friday.
Okay.
So on Friday, it's...
What's going on?
That's right. It's the Beatles. It's Fab 4. So that's every Friday. Beatles. It's Fab 4 Friday. So, okay, now, we've talked about Rotary, and mm-hmm. we've talked about the meeting you went to at the city, and you should probably talk a little bit about your bank.
Yeah, my bank, Horizon Community Bank.
Right.
We are very local, and my headquarters is in Lake Havasu.
Right.
And we're only in Arizona at the moment,
okay.
and we're expanding. And I know that we are the most involved bank in the community because we are very involved. And not only me, but I have Tristan, who is out
That's
there.
That's right,
and
yeah.
He is super active out there. And
he's in the Better Business Bureau. And
no, it's not Better. It's a... Oh. Bullhead Business Builder, BBB.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Bullhead Business yeah. Builders.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Clay's going to shoot me.
Right. Yeah, he was in my office yesterday.
Yep.
But, and he's ambassador at the chamber, and I think he's super active right now with
yeah.
the Oktoberfest planning.
That's right.
I helped with that last year, but now that I have Tristan, I'm like, okay, Tristan, you do it.
So. And we're 3 weeks away.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the end of the month.
See, yeah. I haven't been involved with that. So, anyway, he is very involved, and he's being
They've got
very...
you down for pouring beer all day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know how to pour beer.
Oh,
so
I'll have to teach
know.
You.
Sorry. Can't do that. But, yeah, so we pretty much get involved in everything. Let me see. The things that we are very, very big supporter of a Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
So I'm on the board and executive board.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so I... try to keep myself busy with that, too, because there's a lot going on there, too.
There is.
The Desert Tromp is coming up
That's
soon.
I had Autumn on last week.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I have Autumn on all the time because there's okay. so much going on at the Boys
I
and Girls
know.
Club.
Yeah. yeah. It's hard to keep up. With, you know, this community.
She just sends me a text and says, I need to get on. Okay, no problem.
Yeah. I can see her doing that.
Yeah.
So we're doing that. And then I'm also a member of a... Contractors Association. I'm on the board.
Oh, all right.
So we do Home and Garden Expo.
That's
and this,
right.
everything I do, it's very, my bank is supporting everything. So
good.
That's mainly.
Well, it's all good publicity for the bank to
of
be
course.
Involved. And, you know, it's good for everybody and every business, but a lot of them don't realize that.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because, you know, especially in a community like this.
Yes. They don't understand the value of involvement and, you know, it's like two weeks ago, I was sitting with Rick at Perkins,
mm-hmm.
and we're talking. And in walks the guy who used to work for Rick, wants to come back to Rick, but he's currently the manager of another
mm-hmm.
restaurant in
mm-hmm.
town.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes up and he goes, I'm so sick and tired of hearing Perkins on the radio, because he's one of my sponsors. And so
okay.
he gets mentioned, and then they get commercial during
right.
the show
yeah.
and after the show. And so, but it's about being out there, and it's mm-hmm. about being out in the public. And
getting
and,
involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so.
And also, you know, we do business here, and so we like to give back to
right.
the community.
Exactly.
And I think that's much better way than actually spending dollars on advertising,
yeah.
you know, money. Because, you know, we're more visible, and I get to advertise my bank everywhere I go. Because
right.
everyone knows that I work for Horizon Community Bank.
That's right.
So that's why, and I love...
And speaking about advertising, mm-hmm. you did the coolest thing at your mixer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the
yeah,
T-shirt thing.
The T-shirt. Tell us about that.
I think
that.
People like it a lot. Tristan and I was thinking about it, and Tristan brought it to me, and with... idea so we're like, okay, how do we do this? So we were designing it, so I said, okay, let's, you know, so we actually Total Yes on Printing, they were so gracious, and they provided T-shirt, and in return we put their logo and bank logo
right
so as a sponsor, and we actually printed a name tag on the T-shirt itself, so you will write your name on the T-shirt
yeah.
and who you're with and the you know, like who your best prospect would be.
Okay.
And I invited Hilde Angus, and I asked her, I said, okay, I have a job for you. And I asked her to read everybody's, you know, writing and
right.
pick out the best one, and I had a prize. Special prize for the winner.
Oh, okay.
And Terry Coyle, I think, won or something.
A doctor?
Yeah, he won.
A doctor won the best writing?
Yeah.
That's against the law.
Yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing.
They're not very good writers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. He hits me up last night and he says, I need to come back on your show. You know, when I was there, it was interrupted with a birthday party by the chamber. And I said, well, I didn't know that. And he goes, I know, but they took away my time. I said, okay, Terry, we'll get you back on.
Like he paid to get here, right?
I know. Yeah.
It was free.
I know. So. And you know.
Take what you can, Terry.
Yep. But he's busy, too.
Give me time now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Rose.
And who?
Busy. Rose, his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're busy people.
And I also write finance article on Our Town Magazine Monthly.
Oh, okay.
And actually, I started that section because they didn't have finance article when I first got here. So we start talking, and they asked if I would do that. I said, sure.
Have you always been in banking?
I have. That's the only job I've had
about three decades. Because, like, at 13, you won Monopoly or what?
Yeah. I was born in the vault. So that's what I used to tell people.
You were born in a vault?
Yeah. Because people say, how long have you been in bank? I said, 20 years, 25 years. And they're like, were you 10? I said, no, I was actually born inside the vault. So I grew up in a bank. But anyway, yeah, that's the only job I've ever had. So nearly three decades.
Right.
So I've done a lot of different positions. And I was really, really involved in Denver, too. You know, as big as it is, you can still get involved. But, you know, it's different. Here, I get involved in everything.
Right.
And there, you just select you.
Well, and here, like you go to the mixer last night, and there's probably only 10 people in the room you don't know.
Right, yeah.
You know, the majority of the people, you know, I saw Karen Bodwin was there last night. She's a nurse at Fox Creek Junior High, and she was there. But she's also does singing in town and performing and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, she's with the River Performers or artist group. And
you know, when I first arrived here, I was asking a few people. I said, okay, so who are the key folks, mover shakers here? And I was told...
You got my name.
I didn't get a list of names, but they said there's about, altogether, it's about 100,000 people live in Tri-State. And about 100 people are mover shakers. They do everything. They get involved in everything. They do everything. That's when I said, okay, I'm going to be in that 100. So that's what I worked toward. And
right.
I hope I am. I believe I am.
I think you are. And by the way, we have breaking news. Actress Felicity Huffman has just been sentenced to 14 days in prison for that.
I don't even know who that is.
She's the gal who, one of those ones that paid to have her kid go to college, you know, under the table. And
there were a few of them, right?
Yeah, there was a few of them. But she got sentenced to 14 days.
Oh, my gosh. Why? Yeah. What'd she do?
Well, she paid to have her kid go to college.
Oh, for that?
Yeah. Oh,
for
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Okay,
she was the
okay.
one that paid.
All right.
What else is your bank up to?
We are known as actually a business bank.
Okay.
So we don't do a lot of consumer banking.
All right.
Although we do have excellent, the best product right now out there. It is a checking account, actually. So you can, it's like a regular checking account. It's not even money market or anything. So you can write checks. And we pay 3% annual percentage yield up to $25,000. So we open a lot of those accounts. So,
that's a good deal.
And I think it's probably the best. I mean, even looking at, because, you know, you used to get a lot of higher interest rates, but the interest market,
I know,
so you will probably get, like, you're lucky if you get 1%, especially on a checking account.
And so if somebody was banking at Bank of America that just closed in Bullhead City after all these years, and they're looking for a new community bank to bank at, they can come out to you.
There you go.
Okay.
And, you know, so.
And they get paid on their.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
you know, even my
deal.
Little account that I have, I mean, I see interest earning. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You know, it's interest. I mean, it's very exciting.
Your
and
little account. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the president.
yeah. And also business, because we do mostly business, and I have been a business banker for many, many years.
Okay.
So I do a lot of business loans, and so I understand how the business, and that's the reason they hired me and brought me here.
It's
so
your background.
That so that I concentrate on business loans. And so we are very, very good at business loans.
Good.
And bank as a whole, you know, especially SBA lending, so Small Business Administration loan, and USDA loan, which is Lake Havasu doesn't qualify anymore. And USDA loan is the towns with up to 55,000 in population.
Right.
So it is excellent program. And when it comes to SBA and USDA, nobody better than Horizon Community Bank.
Oh, okay.
Really, yeah. And so because of that, we have a pretty big department of SBA.
Okay.
And, you know, the head person is in, manager is in Lake Havasu, and he has people everywhere in Arizona. And I believe we are third in Arizona.
Really?
And two other banks, first and second, is National Bank. So
okay.
From among the community bank, we are definitely number one by far.
Wow. All right.
And we're good at it because we do a lot of it.
So you're helping a lot of businesses get going?
Oh, yeah. That's why I love doing business loan. That's why I got into business lending, I don't know, somewhere between 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I see business and when I lend money, I mean, I'm making an impact in the community directly because
right.
I lend money so they can run the business.
Exactly.
Or expand the business and make
yeah.
it bigger. And, you know, I always, the feeling is very, very rewarding, you know, even in my other town that I came from.
Right.
Because I've been there so long, and I've been a banker for so long, I know a lot of people, obviously. So when I go down the street with my mom, we see the businesses, and I'm like, oh, I help them do that. You know? That makes me feel so good.
I agree.
Yeah.
It does. So.
And here I do a lot of that, too. Yeah.
All right. Let us take a break.
All right.
And we'll be back.
Warm Sea is listening to our community. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center heard the call for more primary care doctors, and yes, that's me. Hello, I'm Dr. Ludon Simmons, and I'm here to care for you and your family. I'm here to help you with your health needs at Silver Creek Family Practice on the Bullhead Parkway. Warm Sea is bringing more doctors to serve you locally and keep you close to home. Call us today at 763-2273. That's 763-CARE. And we do at Warm Sea.
Welcome back to Perkins. What are we thinking?
Well, this new pot roast menu has me thinking about my mom's pot roast.
Honey, fancy meeting you here.
Weird. It has me imagining her, too.
I think that's really her.
Think she's following me?
Enjoy the taste of your home at our home. Introducing Perkins' new pot roast menu featuring pot roast stroganoff, fajita breakfast quesadilla, and more. Starting at $8.99. It's the new pot roast menu for a limited time only at Perkins.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew, now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call, 515-205-8635.
Grand Liquidations is open to save you money. You save up to 50% and more on everything in the store. Overstocked quality merchandise, furniture, snack foods, toys, bedding, tools, different sized barbecues, floor appliances and countertop appliances, plumbing supplies, and more. Stop in today. See the wide selection. You'll be shocked at how much you save throughout the store. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95 in Bullhead City, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest in payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
The Economic Development Journal of Mojave County continues to promote local businesses as it has done for the past 19 years. Read about economic growth, innovative ideas, and new services in Mojave County. You'll find informative articles in the Economic Development Journal, Mojave County's most unique read. Every month, the journal is placed in thousands of businesses and racks throughout the tri-state area. Get your business in the hands of the community with the Economic Development Journal. For more info, call 928-577-2540.
We're back. Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. And our sponsors every single weekday. We're here is Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Bullhead Vape, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. And we're visiting today with Mijung Lombardi.
Lombardi. Just like you were saying, Hyundai, it's Hyundai.
Lombardi, who is part of the Lombardis, of all things. Yeah. And, we have a famous football here signed by Tom Brady.
So do I, in my office.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. That same signature?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, I do.
Yeah,
I won a football at one of the mixers, and Tom Brady was there. I said, okay, you signed it,
yeah,
please.
I know, yeah. Unfortunately, it's not the quarterback Tom Brady. But
it is Tom Brady.
Yeah, it is Tom Brady.
That's what I tell everybody. It is Tom Brady. It's not like fake.
About 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we had a ribbon cutting at 8 o'clock in the morning at a pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And as we're all there, I was the president, so it's my role to open it up and then introduce the mayor. Mm-hmm. And so I said, and now, after we cut the ribbon, now I'd like to introduce the mayor, Tom Brady. And the owner's kid was there, and he was about 10 years old. And he screamed, Tom Brady!
I bet.
It was so cute because he thought for sure the football player was here in Bullhead City in his dad's pharmacy. And when a kid yells out Tom Brady like that, and he's thinking the Tom Brady, and we're all looking at the mayor, it was hilarious.
When I first met him, right after I got here, he introduced me. I'm like, is he kidding? And then I told him, I said, I bet nobody forget your name.
That's right. Nobody does. Nobody does. As long as that Tom Brady keeps throwing, touchdown throws.
There you go.
Everybody's going to remember Tom. Mm-hmm. Okay. What else is going on?
Okay. So there is a career day that's coming up at the Field House on October 8th.
Right.
So your listeners need to remember October 3rd, the block party at the bank.
Right.
And then October 8th is the field career day, but that's mainly for schools.
Correct.
But my Rotary Club is very involved. We have been with Artie. Artie does cooking for all the vendors.
And what day is that?
October 8th.
October 8th.
Actually, it's 2 days because it's going so well.
Yeah.
They're doing it.
Because they actually bus students from Havasu and Kingman here.
Yeah, everywhere. So it's all day thing.
Right. And they have colleges there, military, all kinds of Dot Foods will be set up, wanting to hire drivers,
And I think they have some kind of workshop going on after, like an evening with the parents, students, I think, for college, readiness, prep or whatever. They have a lot of program going on. But my Rotary's role was providing food. So we do breakfast and lunch for the vendors.
Okay.
All the vendors who go, and my bank, Horizon Community Bank, will have a booth.
All right.
So
good.
Tristan and I will be there and to greet and to educate because we are in the finance.
That's right.
Industry. So we can get involved in a lot of different anything, because we're a bank, anything.
And I think even high school students sometimes don't catch the clue about how finances work and how a checkbook works. Mm-hmm. I put my check in there, and now I have XYZ money, and I paid all my bills, and I still have money left.
Yeah.
So I get to go to dinner tonight, I get to go to a movie, I get to go buy an outfit. Because there's still money in my checking account.
Actually, it's not just kids. It's adults, too.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. So when I was in Denver, we were involved in a lot of banking classes.
Uh-huh.
I did some because I was very involved with Junior Achievement in Denver. So I will teach class because there's a thing called JA in a day. So you're a teacher for a day in public school.
Oh.
So I did that. But also, we did teaching it. There's a long-term homeless shelter. So the parent with kids, the homeless, they stay longer term, like in an apartment setting. So like 6 months. But then they have to go to classes and learn different things.
Right.
And one of them was banking and budgeting.
That's good.
So, yeah. So I taught banking. And it's very basic banking you teach, like checking, how to write checks and how to keep checkbook register and Yes.
And how to compare it with your register at the end of the month when you get the statement in the mail. And
here we have been in different schools to teach banking.
Good.
In elementary school. And they loved it. And, you know, because being a bank, I brought, like, $2 bills to give to all the students in the classroom. So they were so excited. And we make, like, fake checkbook and register, right. And we actually teach them how to write checks and keep track.
They do a fantastic program in Kingman where, and I went to it one time, and I took two people from our community that don't live here anymore because I thought they would try and get something like this going here. But I want to say it was the junior high, and I'd have to contact Lisa McCabe or Jim McCabe and double-check with them. But it was at the junior high, I think, and the kids came in with a check register, and they had already said what kind of job they want, and in their classroom they already figured out what their first paycheck would be. And so then they had that in the check register. Mm-hmm. They went around to different tables. And one of the tables was a big screen TV. Did you want to buy that? You know, and then it would come off of your check register, and you would go on. Then you would spin a wheel at one point in time. And
when you're gambling, huh?
You spin the wheel, and it says, okay, you're going to go to college for 2 years.
Oh.
Or you're going to go to jail because you robbed a liquor store. Or, you know, had all these different things on there. And so it was kind of teaching them about real life and how quickly you can take a check register and get down to zero. And because then you had to rent and you had bills and you had electric, you know, had all those people there. And so it was a great program. They probably still have it. And
actually, when I was in Denver, they have a bank. It's called Young American Bank.
Oh.
And schools get to go in, like, it's a full day. And actually, we interview kids. They apply for a job. And so one day they are running the town. I mean, there's mayor, newspaper.
Oh, wow.
And factory worker. And, yeah, so that was a lot of fun. And kids get so excited.
That's all good.
My son's school did that, and so I went, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So we're down to about 2 minutes. You wanted to talk a little bit about 415.
You know, I don't live in Fort Bullhead or use EPCOR, but I'm going to support that. And I received this letter and invitation, but it's not... It is common for city to own water.
Right.
When I was in Denver, I paid Denver Water, and it was City of Denver. And that way, you know, because those folks, they live here, and their families here, you know, friends and family, so they will keep it low.
Yep.
Because it is to best their interest, and, you know, because they live here. But especially this company, though, I'm thinking, you know, they're not even in U.S.
I know.
So they would not care. So I support it. So I'm going to send them my donation form. So hopefully, you know, everybody will vote yes on 415.
Cause I hope so.
Yeah, I don't even live there. My business is not even in Bullhead,
but
I support.
Everybody will get a ballot in about 30
everybody,
days.
Everybody, it affects everyone. Because if the water bill goes up, you know, everything else will go up. As a consumer, you're going to pay more.
Exactly.
So that's what I think.
All over town.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah, especially because the businesses get hit harder than the residents.
Yes, right.
And so it's a tricky situation. We have one more minute. How does somebody call you at the bank?
Yeah, you can call me at my phone number is 928-788-9400.
Okay.
Or you can email me at my email address. It's MIJUNGL at horizoncommunitybank.com.
Okay.
And Tristan Johnson, he's a great banker. He's becoming great banker.
Yeah,
he's a good banker now.
But he's all over town, too.
He is.
Yeah.
And people used to say that about me. You're everywhere.
Yep.
And now he's going everywhere.
Well, that's good.
Which is good.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
Yes, it is.
I want to do it again.
Educational.
All right.
Have a super weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Happy, everybody. That's
happy 13th.
Yes. That's going to can it for the tuna. We'll see you on Monday.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.